Zand and I work in teaching. I do it at a secondary school, MAVO. There I teach the specialty of religion. I'm happy to be at the front and that I have the opportunity even young people need the gospel and I'm able to teach them. One time a student asked me, I don't remember with which words I can ask God, I can pray to God, and that is beautiful. Then I'm happy to give him instructions. That is about myself. So a long time already at the school, and this brought me at a colleague. This colleague. That is Mrs. Ank. And Miss Ank inspires me in many ways. Maybe, or this is from a television series, television program. In one of her programs, she has a confrontation with one of the mothers of the students. She has the opinion that you should help children. You have to remove the obstacles. So she calls it curling, but she calls this curling, to take away the obstacles. This I call a curling stick. It is a broom. We are brooming together so that the child will reach the right place. For you hope that the student, that your child, will reach the right place. Sometimes it is like we have to make the life for a believer as comfortable as possible. That is one of the most important characteristics of the gospel. When you become a believer, you will get help from each other and also straightly from heaven. I take you to a story where you learn that is often not the case. We are in the last week for Easter, and this story is in the time that the time for Jesus was only a short time before his death. We read John 11, starting in 11, in verse 1. John 11, verse 1. A well-known story of Lazarus, who rose from death. And in this there is a lesson for us all. So, John 11, verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Maria and his sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, let us go back to Judea. Then I take a jump, verse 15. There was a long conversation, and then Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there. These are the words from John 11. I was happy that I was not there. A moment, please. Yeah, this is the last text. I'm happy that I was not there. The first miracle of Jesus in the Gospel of John, do you remember that? That was the miracle that water was changed into wine. And this, with Lazarus, is the last public miracle with Jesus. And this is not about a marriage, but this is a died person. Jesus did many miracles. Jesus told that in his gospel. If you should write down everybody what Jesus has done and has said, then the world would not be big enough to contain all the books. That is what John says. And here he tells something about the last miracle of Jesus. And John is saying the miracles are there with the goal, with the aim, that we are going to believe. John said, that is the reason why I wrote everything down. So he also described the words of Jesus, I am happy that I was not there, now you can come to believe. That is the theme of this preaching. That's a remarkable fact, what is happening here. Brother Auerdale has spoken here about Jesus the King in your life and in your heart. Oh, it was not Willem Auerdale, it was Peter. It was a preaching of Peter. I make a mistake, I believe. I understand it. You are not family from Brother Auerdale. He's speaking to Peter. For we have a big family, Frank Auerdale, Willem Auerdale. So you was there. Oh, it was Kees. God is not a servant of us. And now, it is not better to take care that things will not happen. That is striking. For there was a relation of love between Jesus and Lazarus and Maria. They love each other. But Jesus did not take action, although he knew that Lazarus was sick, was very sick. And you would expect that Jesus would come in action. There are people who come to believe. There are people who are advanced believers. And there are people preaching on the stages. We can call them the super Christians. So it is possible to make a division. But never it will be enough what are our what are the things we do. It doesn't matter about the things we do. Even if you think, if you say, and if you know Jesus loved Lazarus especially, it is not the same that not any problem can arise for Lazarus. No, it is reversed. He said to Martha and Maria, I am happy that I was not there. For now, it is possible that you really come to believe in God. That's a special reasoning. Somebody gave the message to Jesus, say to him, to the disciples, he said, say to Jesus that his good friend is very sick. And you can recognize it is not good visible. You see at the time, at the slide, at the projection, you see the signs at the most right side. They are blue. When they are blue, it is a message that it is has been read by the receiver. And Maria and Martha were looking forward to meet Jesus, that he would come to us. But Jesus had said he stayed where he was. He didn't come immediately to Lazarus. And Maria and Martha should have wondered why Jesus is not coming. We have given him the message that Lazarus is very sick. Why doesn't he come? But Jesus decided to stay still some days where he was. That is remarkable. And when Jesus received that message about Lazarus, he stayed still 2 days where he was. He was at the spot where John the Baptist had baptized. That's about 30 kilometers away. But also after this message about his friend Lazarus, who was sick, very sick, he stayed where he was. Jesus stayed where he was, very consciously. That is a mystery. We have the image that when we call to Jesus, then something will happen. Maybe, but in this example, it didn't happen immediately. And finally, when Jesus came, Maria and Martha said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, it should not have happened." So they really were disappointed. Now Jesus is saying, "I am happy that I was not here. For now, just now, you will believe and trust more." Is it allowed to be angry, to call, to put your complaint at God? Of course that is allowed. Shouldn't you not pray, cry for help? Is that not the meaning? It is different. I think it has to do with the question, which role Jesus has in your life. Just at the moment that it is difficult, when there are many obstacles and problems, and it is like Jesus doesn't love you. In such a situation, it is like your message is not read. The heaven keeps silent. It is like you are forgotten. The days pass by, the years, the months. Which role your faith has in that situation? Jesus says in this story, about what happened to him and to Lazarus, that it is to the honor of God. Not the most important is not that Lazarus became alive again, but what matters is the honor to God. And I think it is important that we get rid from the system, from the idea that when there is a problem, we push a button, but more, we have to ask the Lord, "Lord, what is your purpose in this situation? You know how dark it is. What is the problem?" I can imagine that everybody of us knows this type of situations, this Lazarus situations. Also I myself, I had several of them. "Lord, what is happening? It seems to end in a dark gap." Also in this situation, even it's has started to smell. There is not any hope. It is very awful. And it is like you don't love me. It's like you don't see it all. It is like it endures continuously. Lord, where are you? What is your meaning, Lord, in this dark time? What is your plan? Will you show me by this history of Lazarus that just when it is getting more dark, that your power will be revealed, that firstly the things are getting worse and more difficult, but then your power, your almighty power, will be more evident. Also, the 3 days that Jesus was in the grave have to do with that. Jews always had the opinion that if somebody died, when somebody died, then you have to wait 3 days. And if the body didn't start again, then death was sure. Also here, it was really sure that Lazarus died. And then Jesus came to wake him up. Possibly, for you, it is the circumstances are getting even worse than now. But the meaning will be that the power of Jesus will be more evident. Now I will refer to something in Ukraine. This is a building of a Baptist church. Baptist church in Ukraine. This was a church of born again Christians. They met in this building. This picture is from before the bomb blast, and now this is the building, like it looks. This is disastrous. Disastrous for everybody there, not even only the believers. We hope and pray that it will end very soon, that many lives will be saved and that things will getting better. This is our hope and what we pray. But for now is this. This stimulates me. The real building has been destroyed. But when you ask me how it is in a spiritual way with the believers there, then I see, so to say, a multicolor church with many perspectives. Maybe you have seen a movie where a group of believers, about 200 people, went to a metro station and they are starting to sing together in that metro station. So you know where I speak about. And that was very special. Why? Because just at the moment that the bombs are flying around and destroying everything, there was a group of believers who, even in that situation, were able to go to that metro station and to sing and to honor God. That is very special, that in this way they want to honor God and also encourage other people. which is the role of your faith in a kind of Lazarus situation? Is there something remaining from your expectation, from your hope, that this God is able to give new life? I read stories about people of this church where in a very creative way they encourage their compatriots and that they help each other, other people. And many of these churches provide food to other people. It is really a church who is doing what they have to do. And it is a church full of faith and trust into God. And they give color also in the life of other people. What is the role of your and my faith in these type, these kind of circumstances? It is good that for you and for me, people are not prevented. But what are we going to do? How are we going on with the help of God in these circumstances? For we believe that Jesus is always the same. That when Jesus was standing at the grave, he said, Lazarus, come out. And it happened. And I hope and I believe that in the same way you will experience this Jesus. So that it will be even more clear who Jesus is. And it is better that we grow in faith and expectation in this way. In the same way, the brothers and sisters in Ukraine go on singing and trusting Him. Lord, you are the same, always. We don't know what is going to happen in this situation, but you will come in the same way as you came to Lazarus. Maybe not according our schedule, but you will come and we will see your glory and we will sing and shout. Amen.